T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is Sheriff Melody Maddox, your first female sheriff of DeKalb County. I'm so humbled and honored to be able to serve in this capacity, and I look forward to the continued service with my community as well as the communities surrounding the DeKalb County area.
Everyone, it is an extreme honor to have her back in here with us. She is the new sheriff of DeKalb County, Melody Maddox. You were just in here, it seems like just a few weeks ago.
Yes, seems like yesterday.
I know, right?
Yes.
You were chief deputy.
Chief Deputy Melody Maddox.
Now you are sheriff.
It's a 12/01, December 1st, I became the sheriff of DeKalb County, and I'm truly excited and honored to be able to, again, serve in this capacity.
How was it being sworn in?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Maria, this is not just history for me. This is history for all of us. This is history for those little girls out there that see me and walking in this uniform. This is history for those little boys that even see to say, well, if she did it, I know that I too can do it. So it's exciting. Very exciting.
You came into the lobby and people were like, can I take a picture?
Yes.
Can I take a picture? You're going to start to get more of that.
And it's okay. I love it. I love it. If that is a positive impact and impression on those that I come in contact with, I'm okay with that.
She is the new sheriff of DeKalb County, Melody Maddox. Give me your philosophy when it comes to crime and when it comes to community involvement, things of that nature. What is Sheriff Maddox all about?
Let me say this, Amir. I, first of all, want to make sure that my house is taken care of, which means that DeKalb County Sheriff's Office needs to be taken care of. I need to take care of those employees, because when I take care of those employees, I do know that the employees are going to go out and they're going to do 150% to take care of the community. I want to make sure that we build that trust with the community and law enforcement. So I'm first about taking care of home, and then we go outside and help take care of everyone else's home.
So what does that look like when you start taking care of home first?
It looks like we can have the same vision, one county, one DeKalb. It means us coming together as one. The sex trafficking has gotten out of hand, and we want to really focus on that. We want to make sure that the domestic violence warrants are taken care of. The murder warrants are executed in a proper manner. So it's a lot for me, but it's nothing that I can't handle. And as a beat officer, I've worked in the area of law enforcement to know what it entails out there on the streets as a police officer. And I love the fact that, Maria, that I'm able to walk around that jail and talk to those inmates to see what their concerns are and address those concerns, because nothing comes before the care and concern of the citizens.
Everyone, she's Melody Maddox, the new sheriff of DeKalb County, a history maker. So when we call you a history maker, what does that mean to you?
It means love. It means love for me. It means love for you. It means love for, again, those little young, impressionable children that are out there, whether they're male or female. I just can't say enough how much I'm just so honored, and I'm so humbled by this experience. I'm humbled by the community coming together to pray me up, but to also keep me covered and protect me.
Don't let the graciousness fool you, y'all. She was Mad Dog Maddox.
Yes, Mad Dog Maddox was a street as a beat officer with the DeKalb County mm-hmm. Police Department, a name that was coined because I was still a lady in uniform, and I was firm, but I was fair. And so the officers came up with the name Mad Dog, of course, because the name Mad Dogs, which is Mad Dog.
You're one who believes in fairness, believes in being out there on the streets, being a lady, and still being able to have success when it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to law officers who don't necessarily think fairness when they're doing the job. They just do the job. And then after it's done, there are a lot of critics as to how they handle their job. How will that play into the training that you bring to DeKalb County?
Well, the difference is I am a leader. I lead from the rear. And the reason that my leadership style is so different from everyone else, that one, instead of being out front, is because I need to see what's going on. I need to observe. I need to absorb. And I need to see what it is, what decisions I need to make. You can't make decisions without actually seeing. So when I see what's going on, I can make sound judgment and decisions. I'm also a hostage negotiator. So I know about peace. So it's about training your people as to how to talk to individuals. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, which in turns can escalate or de-escalate a situation.
We hear about crime a lot in DeKalb County. Every morning I'm doing the news, there's at least one crime story, whether it's at the service stations, whether it's at homes, things of that nature. What part of your job of sheriff means getting out in the community and talking to the residents and allowing them to understand how crime won't be tolerated?
Well, first of all, that starts, again, with the leader, but it also means going straight to the source. That means going to those pods first, going to those cells, asking those individuals inside, what can we do, number one, to keep you from going in here? And what can we do as a community to stop others from coming in here? So we have to go straight to the source. And that's the good thing about my leadership role. I'm able to go in there. I'm able to talk to them, whether it be male or female, and find out what it is that we can do, what resources also are available to these individuals. So I'm just excited about having this role. I love it because when I go on my floors, I get a standing ovation. And that standing ovation comes from the respect that I have given those inmates. It's about dignity because we operate in excellence, accountability, and respect at the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. And that's the training and that's the model that I have put in for all 600 plus employees.
As of 12:01, December 1st, she is the new sheriff of DeKalb County, Melody Maddox. So I guess that means we're going to see you out and about. You're going to be holding community meetings, things of
absolutely,
that nature.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will continue to do it. This is nothing new for me. I've always been in the community, and I will continue to be in the community. And I want the citizens to know that I am still here. I may be sheriff, but I'm still a citizen of DeKalb County. I'm a lifelong resident of DeKalb County, and I have a commitment to those citizens to serve in the capacity of an excellent leadership, and I will do such.
In your leadership, how much does transparency play a role?
It plays a very big role. It's about accountability, transparency, and leadership. That's most important. You have that in place, everything else will fall in place.
Melody Maddox, the new sheriff of DeKalb County. Again, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Again, I'm honored. I'm very humbled. And I do want people to know that I am still a humble servant. And also what I want people to know is that I'm a praying warrior. I don't just pray for myself. I pray for my community. I pray for anyone that I come in contact with. But Maria, I also pray for those inmates. I pray that when they exit, that they find a point of no return, that they have all the necessary skills and resources that they need to become the great citizens that I know that they can be in the community.
Accountability, transparency, leadership.
It says it all.
Okay, everybody, she's Melody Maddox, the new sheriff of DeKalb County. We talked to you not that long ago, and we learned some things about you. You attended school right here in Atlanta.
Right here in Atlanta. Alma mater, Pride of Earth, gave us me another birth. Haven for all hungry souls. Feeding them shall be our goal. Dear old Morris Brown College.
You learned so much when you were there. Sociology major. You minored in psychology.
Yes, 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 I did. I had excellent professors. Morris Brown was the foundation for this journey. I had excellent professors such as Dr. Johnny Mae Dumas Myers. And I have to call her by that full name because that's what she made herself known for, to walk around. My name is Dr. Johnny Mae Dumas Myers. But we had Mrs. Middleton, Dr. Payne, Mr. Porter, my math professor, who just, I've never seen anyone that can actually sit someone down and make math just seem so easy. And these are the people that were very instrumental in me obtaining that education and taking it to its fullest.
When did you know you wanted a career in law enforcement?
In 1988, when I joined the Atlanta Police Department, it was all on a dare. But once I got into it, I really liked it.
Who dares you to join the police department?
Well, my daughter's uncle, who's now deceased, God rest his soul, was an Atlanta police officer, Stanley Jackson. And he dared me that I would not apply for at the Atlanta Police Department. And I did. And I was like, little do you know, I love it. I love it.
What all did you learn with APD that has brought you to where you are now, you think?
Well, APD, again, was the foundation for my law enforcement career. You know, just the physical part of it. It was there that they, you know, the boxing, the fighting, the aggressiveness, and how to talk to people. And I took that and I just pretty much expound on that, and I ran with it in my law enforcement career.
And after APD, where'd you go?
After APD, that's when I ended up going back to Morris Brown. I knew I needed an education. I knew I wanted an education because it was at that time that if I'm going to be in law enforcement, I knew that I was going to be chief. I knew that I was going to be chief, but I just did not know where. So I ended up going back to school and receiving my Bachelor of Arts from Morris Brown, to DeKalb County Sheriff's Office in 1996 as a detention technician. So I started at DeKalb Sheriff in DeKalb County as a detention technician, which is the lowest in the agency.
And then you went where?
To DeKalb County Police Department as a master police officer, patrol officer, beat officer on the street, crime analysis officer, member of the honor guard unit, you name it. I pretty much worked every precinct at the DeKalb County Police Department. I never wanted to be an investigator or a detective in the office. I always wanted to be on the streets because I wanted to continue to be in the community. After DeKalb County Police Department in 2008, I was afforded the opportunity to go over to Georgia Piedmont Technical College, formerly DeKalb Tech, as the assistant chief of police to help form that police department. I stepped down in 2013 to run for DeKalb County Sheriff.
2014. So you ran against the now former sheriff, Jeffrey Mann.
I did. We ran. But the difference is we were running for the same seat, just not against one another. We still had the same vision for the county.
So he brought you over.
He brought me over. He stepped out. And let me say this. I have to give a clap to former Sheriff Jeffrey Mann, because leadership recognizes leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, he recognized that leadership skill in me and brought me over as the chief of administration, and then promoted me and appointed me, should I say, to chief deputy, which allowed me to be in this position as the sheriff now. And so it's because of his leadership appointment that I am in this role as the sheriff of DeKalb County.
And Sheriff Mann, of course, we know he had a situation that occurred in the city of Atlanta and has led to him stepping away from the sheriff's office. Now, talking to folks in the community, they talked about him putting the county in front of himself by deciding to step away.
Absolutely. He made a very sound decision. And again, that goes back to his leadership. It's not about any of us on an individual level. It's what's at the best interest of the county. And he made that decision. And he stepped away and made sure that I was in a good place to take over as sheriff.
And you are sheriff now as of 12:01.
I am sheriff. I am the sheriff of DeKalb County.
Everyone, if you see her walking through, she's a nice lady. Yeah, her name is Mad Dog, but she's not going to bite your head off. She knows how to talk to you. She knows how to smile at you, but she'll take you down if necessary, right?
Absolutely. I am a woman, and do know that I do teach women's self-defense classes. I'm an instructor and a defensive tactics instructor, so don't let the lashes fool you.
Oh, my goodness. And they are beautiful lashes, too, y'all. But she is the sheriff of DeKalb County, Melody Maddox. You've got a lot of history in terms of the community, a background in law enforcement that is impeccable. Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to run for office, though.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
in May, May 19th, 2020.
May 19th, 2020, and I need everyone's support.
You're the sheriff, you're the boss. How has it been meeting the staff?
Meeting the staff has been great. They have been very supportive of me from day one, very supportive. They walked me through everything. They really take care of their sheriff now. So I'm very grateful for that as well.
No one ascends alone. So I'm sure that there are some people that work real close with you.
Yes, 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 yes. I have to give a shout out to my spokesperson, the best spokesperson, I have to admit, in the world. He's been by my side from day one. Although he said no in the beginning, I told him, no, it's not an option. It's not a word for me. But I have to give a shout out to Mr. Fred Hicks, who has stepped up, stepped out, and has stepped in this role. And he's also been named as one of the top 25 extraordinary Atlantans, Mr. Fred Hicks.
Of course, he's no stranger to us either. He helps us a lot on our political strategies, things of that nature. Matter of fact,
yes,
just used him on the day that we had the Democrats in town for the presidential debate, and President Obama was in town that day as well. So yeah, we know him very well. Fred Hicks, shout out to you. So what's next for you? You're the sheriff of DeKalb County right now. You've got an election coming up. What's in your future? Is being chief the end all for you?
I don't know what the future may hold. It goes back to Jeremiah 29:11, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, just my ways are not your ways. So I don't know what God has for me in the future, but I do know until that time, I will serve with excellence. I will lead with integrity, and I will make DeKalb County proud that I am their sheriff. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Indira Woodward, who's an educator in the Gwinnett County school system, soon to be AP. I'm so proud of you, baby girl. I do this for you. This is for all of us. But also to my grandbabies, I love you all so much. Nana is so proud to be able to say I'm your Nana.
Melody Maddox, the new sheriff of DeKalb County. Again, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton. Everybody, thank you for listening. When we return, all that and more on the way. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. I'm Maria Boynton, your host. My guest today is the new sheriff of DeKalb County, Melody Maddox. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
How was it being sworn in?
It's just overwhelming. I still haven't had the chance to even process all of this. I'm excited. I'm humbled. I'm just floored. So it's a great experience, and I'm excited about this journey.
She is Melody Maddox, the new sheriff of DeKalb County, a history maker. Okay, we're good.
Okay, I know she'll fix it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.